Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And we've reached the final verse of the final Psalm of Ascent. It's Psalm 134, verse 3. It reads, "May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion." Blessing. Again, bless. The word bless appears in every verse of this psalm, 1, 2 and 3, and it is the key word. Earlier in the psalm, it's man blessing God. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord, or bless. It's the same kind of same word. That's the direction of blessing from man to God. But now in verse 3, the roles are reversed. And now may the Lord bless you. The difference, of course, is that man can only give God what he already has, while God's blessing gives us what we do not have and makes us what we are not. As it says in one of the commentaries I read about this verse, when God blesses us, he reviews our needs and meets them. When we bless him, we review his excellencies and worship him. A good prayer time isn't one that's only us asking him for things. And it's okay to ask him for things, and we're told to do so. But a good prayer time, one I believe that's truly refreshing and reorients us to face the day right, is when we review his excellencies. What a great phrase from this new Bible commentary. Reviewing his excellencies. When's the last time you took some time to review God's excellencies in his word and in prayer? And when we do that, doesn't it help us to worship him? And then we're in a position to be blessed by him. Because as we worship him, we become humble before him. And we open our hearts and we open our, metaphorically, our hands. And he's able to pour out his blessings upon us. Our God is one who really cares about us. He, in a sense, comes down to our level. Of course, in Jesus, fully did so. He comes down to our level to understand us. He meets us where we are. He sticks with us through hard times as well as the good times. And that is why we praise him. We bless him because he's like this with us. We are blessed by him. And so, of course, we bless him back. We are gifted what we need by him. And so we gift back to him, not so much what he needs, but certainly what he deserves. We give back that which we have received. That's why a Christian is someone who willingly surrenders everything to God. Our time, our energy, our money, our ambitions, everything we have, because all these things are gifts from him anyway. Here he says, May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Bless you from Zion. In other words, not a far-off, undiscovered place. It reminds me of Deuteronomy 30, verse 11 to 14. What I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you, beyond your reach. It's not up in heaven, so you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor it is beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it? No. The word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. Now, how much truer that is of a new covenant follower of God than even the old covenant. No, we have the Holy Spirit and we have the living Christ with us. He is, in a sense, our Mount Zion. He is the one who is truly dependable and he is the holy place and he is in our midst forevermore. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from all of his resources, from all of who he is, all of his holiness, for all of your life. Well, tomorrow we'll do an overview of all the Psalms of Ascent, since we've now reached the end of Psalm 134. But we'll do that next time. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. And if you could go over to iTunes and give us a review and a star or two, I'd be very grateful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.